Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It certainly is a pleasure. It's a dream come true for me. It's not even like a dream come true. It's an actual dream come true for me, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to spend some time with you. And I know you feel the same way. I feel it. I feel the love, ladies and gentlemen. I can feel it coming through the, coming over the airwaves, right into my heart, and I appreciate it very much. We try to have fun around here, folks. We try not to take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the topics that we talk about very seriously because our businesses are very serious things in our lives. And the way we, the future of our businesses is very serious to us. And but what I encourage you to do, folks, is while you're being serious about your business, try to have a little fun too. Because you know what, when none of us are going to get out of this life alive, it's not going to happen. And so make sure that you have a little fun. You lighten up a little bit, even when times are tough. Joe Barker knows all about that. Joe's our good friend. He's an outstanding futurist. I've known about him for a long time. I've been telling you about him for a long time. He's the author of many books, including his most recent one, Five Regions of the Future. And he's the guy that, if you've heard very much about paradigms, you probably heard it from Joe Barker. He's got his video that we've been telling you about, Innovation on the Verge, Innovation at the Verge, is just out. And he's here to talk to us about that and other things that are coming at us from the future. Joe Barker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. The video is ready.
Thank you. Oh, the video is out. We had the premiere last week. It was very well received. What pleases me most, you know, I've been running Innovation at the Verge workshops with my clients,
right,
with wonderful success. Well, I actually let this group see the film, didn't do anything else, took them to the workshop experience, and we started coming up with innovations. So what I know is the idea is so powerful that even on video, it triggers the response to see things in a new way.
Wow.
So I'm very pleased. For your people, part of the deal that I decided that the Star Thrower, who's my distributor, I decided to do a couple years ago was we would put all my videos on the Internet so that if you can't afford to buy them, you can't afford to watch them. And so if they go to joelbarker.com, they'll see up at the top three new buttons. One of them says Innovation at the Verge. If they click
right
on that, they'll get to, it'll take them right to the site, and they can watch it on, it'll, you know, it'll be a small screen on the computer,
right,
but they get to watch the whole thing, and which means the idea is available to them even if they can't afford the video.
Well, I appreciate that, Joel. Thank you very much. So just go there, folks, to Innovation at the Verge. I'm sorry, go to joelbarker.com, click on Innovation at the Verge, and then they just click. Now that goes to your blog, is that right?
It actually goes to a special site which, by the way, the site is called innovationattheverge.com, so they can do that too. But I'm shorter that way. Plus, there's two other things that new at my site that we want to talk about today that they may also want to visit.
All right, talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, the second thing is, you know, you and I have been for the last year and a half here talking about good news and bad news about the future. You know, some stuff that's been going wrong, some stuff that's been
right
going well.
Right.
And when I'm talking to my audience, I say to them, you know, you need to share good news with your children. And then people ask me, where do I get the good news? And I say, you have to dig around. Well, that I realized, you know, a couple months ago, that was a stupid answer on my part because I'm the one who's digging around. They don't have time to do that. So if you go to my site, joelbarker.com, and right up at the top there it says good news, if you click on that, that will take you to my new blog, which is good news about the future that you can share with your
right
children.
Right, right.
So
thank you for that. What a great service, Joel.
Well, at least it gives you something to talk about at night at the supper table that's
mm-hmm
different than, you know, what's going on. Plus, it shows good people are doing good work.
Well, and it's the opposite. It's the opposite of what we're getting in the media today, which is,
oh, yeah,
we'll all be killed.
Yeah. Or we'll all go bankrupt.
Right.
Or we can't trust anybody anymore. You know,
right.
Just, horrible messages out there right now, which are, of course, hypered, you know, way out of proportion. But that's the way the news media does it.
Well, yeah, they seem to think that's how the best way to make a living, which I, you know, have you ever wondered, talking about future things, have you ever wondered what, has anybody ever tried to build a media company based on nothing but good things other than Walt Disney, what if we had a cable news network that only talked about good things? What do you think?
Yeah.
Would that work?
It's been tried in newspapers, and here's what I think you need. You need a balance. If newspapers had a piece of good news on the front page every day, along with whatever else they had, that would be enough to temper it.
And they wonder why newspaper business is going down, you know. Stand by. We'll take a quick break. Don't get me started. 22, we're going to be right back with Joel Barker. Don't forget, joelbarker.com. Check out Innovation at the Verge. Special offer there just for you because you know me. What a deal, right? Stay with us. 22. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Check out my newsletter. You can subscribe to it right there. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe or not. You can just go keep going back and checking it out. We update that on a regular basis. Thousands, actually hundreds, only 1,500 Brain Trust members. Only the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, too. And we've got thousands of archives of interviews with these people over the past several years, thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, lots and lots of stuff there. My knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. Just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, and everything we do is right there. Hope you check it out. Oh, by the way, don't forget to check out the Small Business Minutes, the Motivational Minutes, and the Write This on a Rock right there on the homepage. Lots of good stuff for you there, and it's all free. Joel Barker is our guest. He's deposited many words of wisdom and ideas with us over the years. We appreciate his steadfast support of all we do. And we're talking about things coming at us from the future. Joel, you just told me about something called a Skybike.
Skybike. So if you Google Skybike, you will go to a place called Samson Motorworks. And they have designed a motorcycle, enclosed motorcycle, three-wheeler, actually, but, you know, that's the official category of a three-wheeler, that has wings that telescope out so that you can fly. Now, the reason I put that on the good news is because kids all, when I go to visit elementary schools, the first question is, are we going to have flying cars? And so now I can show them these pictures and send them so they can read about it.
I'm one of these, I'm old enough to remember popular science.
Yeah.
Back in the the 60s when I was wishing I could fly, I wound up becoming a pilot years later. But I remember thinking, man, this is how I'm going to go to work one of these days.
Yeah. Well, they're getting close. They really are. And this thing, because it's built around a motorcycle, it's a very small vehicle, right?
Yeah.
It's light. Therefore, you've got a power to ratio to weight ratio that allows you to do some things you can't do when you're building a whole car. So anyway, they just Google Skybike and SamsonMotorworks.com.
Yeah, there you go. So check it out, folks. Pretty cool. So is this – but now, Joe, like I said, we've been hearing about these kinds of things for a long time.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to work?
Who knows? Because, the other thing I always teach people is if you haven't looked at the long-term implications of your idea, you don't know what you're doing. And flying and landing – you really want to have a separate takeoff place and a landing place than the highway.
Yeah, exactly.
Want to be looking up and saying, oh, my God, here comes a Skybike. It's going to land in front of me.
Right, because I'm looking at the pictures right now, and I only see this thing on the ground. I don't see it in the air.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. But, all right, so that's – but these the point is that these are real things that are not just drawings. These
people
are real things that people are building. What are some
exactly.
What are some other things that you've learned?
Well – just in general. But I do want to say one more thing. Two things we've talked about in the past just to show people that this stuff works. Remember the Terra Preta, the special black earth we talked about?
Yeah.
It's getting significant national and international.
Remind the audience about that.
Terra Preta was a special soil invented by people at least 1,000 years ago, and it looks like more like 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, which is incredibly rich, absorbs carbon and holds it in the ground so that you don't put it in the air, and it just is fertile beyond belief. Its fertility lasts for hundreds of years. And so when we talked about it, I was talking about some of the research that I had dug out, no pun intended, dug out of the Internet. But National Geographic has now done a major article on soils around the world, and they've featured the terra preta, which is also called biochar now. Hmm. So if somebody wants to Google it, they Google biochar, and they'll get the more modern discussion. But terra preta, T-E-R-R-A-P-R-E-T-A, terra preta, it's coming, and what's really neat about it is one of the great ecologists of the world said, if we would begin to convert our soils to terra preta, biochar, we could in fact take away all the CO2 problems that we're facing.
So capture the CO2 and put it into and put it into the ground.
And it enriches. What's neat is it's carbon, not CO2, that is captured in the ground.
What do we tell the plants who want the CO2? We've got their CO2.
Oh, we got plenty in the air. We can fix that in a heartbeat. You know,
I keep telling my global warming friends that carbon CO2 is not exactly the enemy of the world. You know, it's one half of the photosynthesis process.
Well, in proper proportion.
Yeah.
But by the way, if I put you in a room with only CO2, you would not be a happy guy.
I might become a plant.
you kind of have to.
I'd be a fern then, wouldn't I?
Right. So let's talk about some. Oh, and then here's the other thing. On my website, remember when we talked about Mondragon?
Yes. This is the community in Spain.
Yeah, that is highly successful in startups. Well, what do we need right now? Startups, right?
Right. Right.
The article I wrote for the Drucker Foundation, I have put on my site right in that set of three right by my picture.
Right.
So if anybody wants
it's right there at joebarker.com on the right, folks,
yeah.
On the top.
So if somebody wants a 14-page detailed overview of how it works, that's where they should go to download it and read it.
That's a very appropriate thing to say for this time. For these times, and for you to write about for these times, Joe, because one of the problems that startups have this time that they haven't had in past recessions is in the past recessions we've had credit availability of credit for startups.
Exactly.
Right
yep.
Now we don't have that.
No.
And that's exacerbating it's holding back a lot of startups.
Absolutely.
And I'm concerned about that. I'm going to talk about this some more, folks. We got one more segment with our good buddy Joe Barker. Don't forget to check out joebarker.com and look at that. Watch the video of Innovation at the Verge and other things there. Check out that Mondragon article, too. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Joe Barker is our guest. And I encourage you folks to go to his website, joebarker.com. Chock full of stuff that you won't find anywhere else. Things that will, that I'm telling you, some of the things Joe works on could change your life, and I mean for the better. I want you to go check out his very generous offer of seeing his brand new video, Innovation at the Verge. Just go to joebarker.com and click on Innovation at the Verge. And click on it'll say present it'll say preview right Joel,
it'll say JB's Innovation at the Verge. They click on that, it actually brings them to my Innovation at the Verge blog.
Right, and you'll see a little video there. Window like a YouTube kind of a video window. Just click on that, right? It'll have all, and it'll play the video for you, folks. And check that out. And don't forget to check out the Mondragon article. I think you'll like that one, too. What else is coming at us from the future?
Well, a couple of things that I think are interesting. This, again, is a little history for us, but it shows that futurists do see things. Remember we talked about the inkjet house building process?
Yeah.
Well, guess who is invested in that now?
Who's
Caterpillar.
That? Wow.
Caterpillar. So when
now this is tell us, remind us about the inkjet printer.
Well, it was a research done at the University of Southern California. A very brilliant professor, Coach Nefish, I believe is his name, said, I'm going to take the concept of inkjet squirting out teeny, teeny, teeny little bits of ink, but I'm going to make it squirt out a tube of concrete big enough that I can, in a sense, squirt out a house by just tracking around like an inkjet. It's going back and forth, leaving a la- concrete behind it. Well, it was, you know, he had done the test. He had done the prototype where he built an 8-foot wall doing this, so it, all the process worked. Caterpillar came and showed up in August and said, hey, we want to be part of this, and started funding it. Now, I don't know what's happening right now, because Caterpillar let off 35% of their people.
Yeah.
But at least it shows they are interested in it, and by the way, they should be, because it's Caterpillar-like technology that would work really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news, because it says these rough ideas are being picked up by companies that have the world reach and the wherewithal to make them real. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
Couple other things. This is a teeny little one, but to me, it's the little stuff that counts, too. Recycled pavers. I ran into this story about a company in Minneapolis, and again, I've sent you the web addresses, so I'm sure you know you can post these.
Yep.
But they're basically taking recycled material, 95% recycled material, and making pavers out of it. So all of a sudden, instead of having to go through the standard heat it up, fire it up, do all that expense and energy and CO2 production, using waste materials, they're producing both permeable, that is where the water will run right through them, and non-permeable pavers, so that you can get what you want, get rid of waste materials at the same time, produce less CO2 than you would if you bought the new ones, and actually, it's a local industry.
Have you seen the recycling of tires for paving surface?
Yes, isn't that great?
That's the coolest thing. I saw that on a golf course.
Well, and you think about how many tires there are.
Zillions.
I don't know if I gave you the number. Every year, the United States discards 300 million tires.
Yeah.
They're a major
environmental nightmare.
Exactly. So why not turn them into something useful? I just love it when I see people do
that. And I saw a video on this thing, and they take these tires, and they crumble them up into little bitty pieces and extract a magnet takes the metal out of them, the steel out of the core, and then they turn it into a paving material.
Why not? And you can also, there's also another company that actually takes it and turns it into a preformed paving material that you can use for sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke I always make was, the nice thing about falling on a sidewalk with that is you bounce right up.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay, one more. Rocky Mountain Institute, that's Amory Lovins, who I have huge respect for in terms of his research, just finished a major project that shows that the United States can, in fact, improve its energy use productivity by 30% using techniques that are already being used by the state of California, the state of New York, state of Colorado. So think about a 30% increase in electricity access through productivity. Not a new coal plant built to have to do it. You just have to start heading toward intelligent grid use and some other things that those states are doing. So if they go to RMI.com, they can read the article and see what the opportunities are for creating new wealth, not by making stuff, but by saving stuff.
And that's all part of what these are all things, in my opinion, is if we can focus on these things, this is what will make America lead the world again.
Absolutely.
These kinds of innovations. And they're found at The Verge, aren't they, Joel?
So many of them are.
I got to wrap it up. Joel Barker, thanks for being here. Good job today. The video is called Innovation at The Verge. Check it out at joelbarker.com. And we'll have Joel Barker back real soon. We always enjoy having him here. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.